This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of COVID-19-related deaths climbed by about 6,000 within a 24-hour period globally to approximately 578,000. That figure is more than 136,000 in the United States. There are more than 13 million confirmed infections globally and more than 3.4 million in the U.S. Early stage testing showed that first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the United States did affect people's immune systems the way scientists had hoped. Researchers released the early findings Tuesday, just weeks before the shots are set to begin much larger testing to prove if they're really strong enough to protect against the coronavirus. The first U.S. study was small, just 45 people, and researchers found more than half experienced brief flu-like reactions to the shots. The next step is recruiting 30,000 people for the final testing. The vaccine is made by the National Institutes of Health and Moderna, Inc. It's one of nearly two dozen possible COVID-19 vaccines in various stages of human testing around the world. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that he will begin to roll out details of a new COVID-19 relief package to U.S. senators as soon as next week. McConnell suggests the measure will include new funding for school reopenings, some unemployment benefits, and money for health care providers. The cost of the emerging Republican package could reach $1 trillion. In recent days, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has been reaching out to GOP senators ahead of negotiations with Democrats. They have already approved a $3 trillion package in the U.S. House. This is VOA News. Amid rising concerns that Beijing and Washington are drifting toward a Cold War, U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday declared that China's rise is not a positive development for the United States. Mr. Trump made the remarks in the White House Rose Garden, announcing he had signed the Hong Kong Autonomy Act and issued an executive order ending preferential trade treatment with Hong Kong. And Mr. Trump said the order signifies that Hong Kong will now be treated the same as mainland China by the United States. The act imposes sanctions on people, entities, and financial institutions connected to China that are deemed responsible for actions to remove autonomy from Hong Kong. Responding to a reporter's question, Mr. Trump said he has no plans to speak to Chinese President Xi Jinping anytime soon. The remarks came on the heels of fresh sanctions on China over its repression of minorities and moves by Washington to cut off Chinese companies from American technology. China said on Wednesday that it will impose retaliatory sanctions on U.S. individuals and entities after President Trump signed the law penalizing banks doing business with Chinese officials who implement the new Hong Kong national security law. The Chinese foreign ministry said in a statement that Beijing strongly opposes the latest U.S. action and urged Washington to stop interfering in China's internal affairs. Iran has executed a former defense ministry employee who was convicted of selling information to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. That's according to Iran's judiciary agency Tuesday. A spokesman said that Reza Asghari was executed last week for selling the information about Iran's missile program to the CIA. Iran says Asghari sold the information during his last years in the defense ministry and retired in 2016. Iran executed another alleged spy last month. Officials say that person admitted in court that the CIA paid him to spy. The spokesman said his wife was sentenced to 15 years in prison for participating in the espionage. Iran said last year it had apprehended 17 spies whom it alleged were working for the CIA. The Trump administration has rescinded a rule that would have required international students to transfer schools or leave the country if their colleges hold classes entirely online this fall because of the coronavirus pandemic. That decision was announced at the start of a hearing in federal lawsuit in Boston brought by Harvard University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The announcement brings relief to thousands of foreign students who had been at risk of being deported from the country, along with hundreds of universities that were scrambling to reassess their plans for the fall in light of the policy. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.